Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, a space where we will be revealing what is it that is getting in the way of our potential as human beings, as a species, diving into a deep inquiry into body, mind, consciousness, our way of being on the planet today, and our current relationship with our reality and with reality itself. My name is Nikki Clinch. I am your host. I will be sharing the science, research, and evidence, and coming into this podcast from the paradigm of ontology, looking at why you are the way you are, not as a you problem, but looking at it from the context of a human problem. This is not about you. This is about being human. My intention is that in this podcast, you will discover so many blind spots that are running you and your life and how reality is unfolding, and that you can start to experience yourself as part of the human species rather than just an individual stuck in a story trying to solve your own problems. This is the time now on our planet to remember and embody and realize our infinite potential as a species. If you want to dive even deeper beyond this podcast, you can download our 21 Days of Expansion, 21 powerful body-mind ontological activations, meditations, for you to be able to work with your own rewiring and neural pathways to be able to create a fundamental shift in how you experience yourself, how you experience your reality, and the way in which you are a co-creator in the world that you are getting. So just hit the link below to download 21 Days, and that can be yours starting now. But for now, let's dive into this podcast, The Infinite Potential of Being Human. I am so excited for you to explore and inquire and receive all the teachings and richness and education of the episodes ahead. Thank you so much. I'm Nikki Clinch. I'm delighted to be here with you. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. This is an extra episode that we wanted to gift you with because we are in this special competition right now, celebrating all that we have achieved so far in the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, celebrating the amount of human beings that we have reached, celebrating the courage and the commitment it takes to bring such complex teachings with a completely new perception and viewpoint into the mainstream, and celebrating that we are making a shift in the flow of the episodes that come out, that we're going to be bringing in incredible guests starting from this weekend, which is on my birthday. We're going to release the first guest episode on May the 25th, which is my 45th birthday. I can't think of a better way to celebrate. I feel so proud. I feel such a sense of accomplishment from this podcast. And I get to sit with literally one of my favorite human beings on the planet. She is, I would say, the only female role model that I have met and seen, and I'm lucky enough to have as my family and my mentor. The only female role model that there is out there right now that is representing the new paradigm of women in leadership, in power, and commitment to spiritual practices, commitment to her acts of service, to commitment to being in the feminine, the divine feminine, in divine union within herself. And she is by far the master in her field. She is the master of her field. So have a listen on the 25th of May and you will hear who this special guest is that I get to sit with. Today is a special and extra episode that we wanted to offer you because we have the second word that I'm going to reveal to you. And when you put the two words together, you can submit yourself for the competition and be up for winning the most incredible prize. So please do participate. Today, I wanted to use this episode really as a kind of a roundup and a celebration, and just to share a little bit more personally, which I haven't really done a lot of on this podcast. I'm in London right now. As you can see, if you're watching the video, my background is a bit different. I am here for the next 5 weeks on business. I'm having the most exciting and incredible trip here. I'm going to be speaking on big stages and we're doing a massive shoot for a vision that I wanted to create over the last decade. It's taken a decade for me to find the courage to put it together, and now it's really happening, the beginnings of it happening. And as I was walking in the street this morning, I was stopped by someone and they were like, "Oh, don't you have a podcast?" I said, "Yes." And they wanted to thank me for the impact that this podcast was having on their life. Whew. I tell you, that was a moment. That was a moment for me to be stopped by a stranger and someone who I don't know, who doesn't really know me, but has been impacted by listening to these episodes and then stopping me randomly in the street to thank me. That was a moment, an absolute moment of accomplishment. And it's really quite powerful for me to be where I am right now. I'm staying in Shoreditch. That was my stomping ground. That's where I started my business. I used to be the EA for the partners of a big advertising firm that is literally opposite the flat that I'm staying in right now. And that was the job that I was in to pay for my fees when I put myself back in school to train to be a counselor and to start training in doing what I do now. And I remember very consciously making those choices. I'm going to take this 9-to-5 job as an EA, and not particularly in a job that, you know, fed my soul, but it was going to pay my way through school. And I remember the hustle that I put in. You know, I was working like 40 hours a week in this office, EA to the partners of this big advertising firm. Anyone who's been in media knows that that is not a small feat. Supporting one partner is enough. Supporting all three, that was a big deal. While simultaneously in a 3.5-year training to be a counselor, integrative counselor, I had to do 75 hours of case studies with clients outside of my work hours. I was using all my holiday time to go down to school to do the modules. In my weekends and my evenings, I was seeing clients, and I was one of the only ones who graduated in my training, having done all my case studies. And, you know, as I'm here in Shoreditch again, staying opposite this advertising agency, I'm reflecting, wow, how much courage it takes to really commit to making what you want to make happen. Like, it wasn't easy. In fact, each step of the way, I didn't know whether it was ever going to work, what it was going to turn into. I didn't know if it was ever going to turn into anything, but I knew that I knew I had a vision. I knew I was being called. I had a connection to something greater. And so I showed up every day and did the hard things. And I remember the day that I resigned from that job. I had graduated from my training. I was now a qualified counselor, and I put in my resignation. And I remember the email that one of the partners that I supported sent round to the whole company announcing that I was leaving. And in the email, he said, "Nikki's leaving the company to go and do what I'm doing now." And then he made a joke and he said, "Whatever that is." What I was coming into the world to do did not exist. Nobody was teaching what I am teaching. Nobody was putting together the pieces of the human experience, the body-mind experience from an ontological context, both the experiences and the energetic stagnation where trauma is stored in the body, together with the stories and the mental identity that we're attached to, and bringing it all together into one offering. And I remember him making a joke and saying, "She's going to go and do this, ... whatever that is." And it was like a joke. Like, I remember feeling a bit embarrassed because everybody was laughing at me. And at the time, you know, I didn't have the career that I have now. You know, I had nothing. I just was saying what I was going to do, but I didn't have any proof that it was going to work. Well, how many years later is that? 12, 13, 14, 14 years later, I'm staying in this flat opposite this agency. And I am so proud of what I have created. And the focus of this episode is that what I have created didn't exist. It didn't even exist to me. I didn't have a picture of how it was going to look. And I didn't even have an idea of who I needed to be the one living this vision. But I showed up every day courageous enough to try. And I cannot tell you how many times I failed. I remember literally handing out flyers around Hackney for people to come to my classes. I was riding around on my bike and I'd put flyers up, and sometimes only two people would come. Sometimes no one would come. And I remember the shame I felt. And I remember at the time my ex-husband saying to me, "Nikki, those are two human beings. You show up for those two human beings." And I did show up for those two human beings. And then one of them happened to be the head of this big, I can't say the name, but the big agency that put me on a festival stage. Like, every moment of challenge and the shame moving through me and the stories that my own mind would tell me, and I'm a failure and what's the point, I would show up anyway. And where I am now is an amalgamation of showing up without knowing whether it's going to work. In fact, you really don't even know what you're doing. Stepping into the complete unknown, but committing 100% anyway. And moment by moment by moment of that is what creates something that is invisible into something that is 3D reality. It's a process of alchemy. The creative process. You know, steam and ice are made of the same substance. It's made of the same molecular substance. But what is it that alchemizes steam into form so that it is ice? Is a process of alchemy. And we human beings, we have the power to activate that process. And it requires us to commit to something that we cannot see, and we have no guarantees, and we don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to commit anyway. And in the moments by moments of showing up, we are creating creation. Go back and listen to that episode on creation. Creation is only creation if it is happening in the present moment and it is happening from the unknown. If you are doing something that you already know based on what you already know, that's not creation, that's repeating. Creation is the courageous act of showing up, heart wide open, 100% commitment to something that you cannot see, that you cannot feel, and you cannot guarantee is ever going to happen, but you know that you are willing to be 100% committed to it anyway. And you show up in the moment and you respond to life and dance with life moment by moment. Every failure that I had, I showed up and responded to life, learned from it, and it gave me the next success. Every success, I allowed myself to receive it. Wow, this feels really, really good. Let it teach me. Let it grow me. Took me to the next step. It's not something to do. It's a way to be. And every single one of us has that process, that power in us. And that's what I wanted to kind of celebrate, because this podcast was one of those moments. You know, this podcast was one of those moments of creating something out of nothing. So I'm so proud of this podcast. I'm excited to share with you my first guest. So the first word is paradigm. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch. That's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with myself, Nikki Clinch, as your host. If you want to ensure that you experience a fundamental shift, not just in how you are living your life, but in who you are being in it, a paradigm shift in who you are being starting now, please download our 21 days of expansion activation process. 21 activations for 21 days of body, mind, ontological activations for you to be able to work with you both in the experiential aspects of your body and the wiring of your neural pathways in your mind. You can own this for the rest of your life and create that shift starting now. From this place, you can discover the infinite potential of being human and the aspects of the power and the aliveness that is waiting for you to discover it and realize it now. So download the link below to access your 21 days of expansion and let us know how those shifts start landing in your world. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with Nikki Clinch. I will see you next week.